I'm your host, Marvin Polis, from the City of Edmonton Communication Team. The City of Edmonton has a very successful derelict housing team that works with owners to bring housing and buildings up to safety codes. The derelict housing team provides confidence for citizens that community standards are being upheld to ensure safe and livable housing throughout Edmonton. Let's learn more. I'm at Edmonton City Hall, and with me now is Hel Wright from the City of Edmonton. We're here to talk about derelict housing. Hel, what is derelict housing?
Derelict housing for the City of Edmonton is an initiative that looks at and monitors the proper care and control of buildings that have become vacant and are in a state of disrepair. And through enforcement and continued monitoring, we either do one of two things. That's bring these buildings up with the owner's cooperation to an acceptable level of health and safety, or we instruct them to be demolished. And in fact, if the owner doesn't follow through, as we order him to, the City of Edmonton will take steps to actually have the building demolished.
Why would we need to do that, Hel?
The reason that we would go through with demolition on a building is to protect anybody that can be expected on or about the site of a derelict building. There are many dangers that can be lurking on these sites, and there are many people that have accessed the sites containing a derelict building. For instance, children. So we are protecting people from these sites.
Hel, if you don't mind me asking a devil's advocate question, aren't the people who are going onto this vacant property trespassing?
They are. However, it is very tough for EPS, Edmonton Police Service, to be everywhere at all times. And mostly the access gained on these buildings is during the night, in darkness. And so we are protecting not only the neighbors from the people that access these buildings, but actually the people that access these buildings, because for many reasons these buildings can be very dangerous. Typically on a derelict building you can find things like broken glass throughout the yard, and contained within the walls of these vacant and derelict buildings can be very unhealthful conditions like mold. There can be open holes. There can be even water trapped in recesses of the building there. The buildings are without services. That means there's no heat. There's no running water.
Tell me then, how do you work with the building owners?
Well, the first thing we do with the building owners is we contact them, and we want to get together with them, whether it's by phone or on the site, so that we could really talk to them about the state of their building and ask where they're going with this building. The City of Edmonton deems all of vacant buildings in a state of disrepair unsafe conditions, and therefore we have to ensure that the owners are going to take the appropriate steps to bring that building either up to an acceptable level of health and safety, or we're having the building owners demolish the building and level the lot so that the entire site is maintained in a safe way.
I imagine that there are some success stories where you've worked with the building owners and you've brought these buildings back up to code. Can you tell me about that?
Some of the homes do get rehabilitated, and there are some very good outcomes on that. Over 75% of the buildings that we deal with are demolished. However, the buildings that do get repaired, we make sure that they meet the minimum levels of the Alberta Building Code, and that then they are safe to occupy after that.
You mentioned that some buildings do actually get demolished. Can you quantify that for me?
Since 1999, when the program was initiated in the City of Edmonton, we have demolished approximately 530 buildings. And this year alone, we are up over 50. The City of Edmonton takes very seriously the condition of these homes and make sure that we process them through to a successful conclusion.
I imagine that you work with some other partners and that sort of thing in this. I mean, EPS would be one. You know, who are they and how do they help out?
We do have a number of partners, the Fire Department, City of Edmonton Police Department, Capital Health, and also the Bylaw Department. Capital Health will help us by bringing to our attention possible occupied buildings that need to be vacated because of the state of repair on the house, and then we take over from there. And of course, the Edmonton Police Service help us out by keeping our inspectors safe. A lot of times these buildings are accessed by people that are unauthorized, and they can pose many levels of dangers and risks to our inspectors. So we'll have the Edmonton Police Service clear a building, you know, ensure it's safe for us to do our inspections and continue through with our processes.
Now, speaking of the inspectors, it seems to me these people must have a lot of experience in building inspections. Can you tell me about that?
Our inspectors are highly qualified and trained inspectors with many years of experience. Now, I'm quite proud to say that our inspectors, we have three dedicated safety codes officers that are building inspectors dealing only with derelict housing within the city of Edmonton, which is, as far as I know, province-wide very rare.
Hal, what does this mean for the residents of the city of Edmonton?
I think it's really a bonus to the residents of the city of Edmonton. It's amazing to see what demolishing a building does to that individual block or community. The adjacent properties, all of a sudden you see the kids come out and are able to play, because once there were transients living in the house that weren't supposed to be there, the house was run down. Therefore, the city of Edmonton adjacent residents possibly didn't take as best care of their lot because of the what occurred next to them. So it really has an influx of beautification when you take down a derelict building.
So I guess in some ways it starts the revitalization process of a neighborhood.
It really gives a kickstart to the revitalization. And it's amazing to see people actually paint fences, install new fences, and trim their bushes and cut the grass, because all of a sudden now they have a nice clean block.
You know, as we talked about, the work that you do here really starts the revitalization process in a neighborhood. So tell me why Edmontonians should really be proud of the work that you do.
I think the citizens of Edmonton should be proud, as I am, as I have seen mothers with their babies in their strollers running down the streets where once they stayed in their houses. I've seen fences be mended and painted and grass be cut where once it wasn't. And I think it really spruces up a neighborhood when you take down a blight of a derelict building.
Now, this is a program that is fully supported by council, initiated by city council. So what does this say about the leadership of our city?
I think it says a lot about City of Edmonton Council, and they're very supportive of this. They're very concerned of the safety of their residents. People considering Edmonton as a place to reside in, they should be very confident in the fact that City Council is progressive with dealing with this issue. The City of Edmonton is becoming a better place to live because the older buildings that are ready to go are actually acted upon and taken down. I'm pretty confident that we're municipal leaders throughout Alberta, if not Canada, with this initiative, with three dedicated staff to deal with only derelict buildings in the city of Edmonton. So I think people considering Edmonton should feel very comfortable that this is a process that's going to continue.
How does this tie into the City of Edmonton's vision and strategic plans?
I think it has to do with livability. It goes a long ways to have people enjoying parts of the city that possibly they weren't before. It makes these areas more attractive to young families and young families with children, and it gives them a comfortability as far as safety, personal safety through there, and it just it grows from there. I think it's an exceptional to see the residents outside on their front porches, talking to each other, and letting their kids play on the street for obvious reasons. It brings back the neighborhood feeling to an area. And when the best interests of the community are involved, we all win, and this is what we need to do.
Well, great. Thanks for joining us today, Hal, and sharing these thoughts.
Thank you very much.